Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Under Southern Skies, written by Anne McCullough Rennie and read by Hannah Norris. Today is the day, thought Kate Perry, and her stomach fluttered with nervous anticipation. It was first light on a crisp July morning at Twin Falls Station, and already the main yard was humming with activity as the station hands prepared for the big muster in 2 days' time. Kate watched them distractedly, her thoughts full of the day ahead. Last night, her father had agreed to let her fly her first solo in the station's two-seater Cessna 150. Today, she was about to make her dream come true. From the moment Kate had stepped into the cockpit of her father's Cessna at the age of 3, she had wanted to be at the controls. At 10, she had announced that she would fly solo before she turned 18. Today was Kate's last chance to fulfill that dream. Tomorrow was her 18th birthday. A stray lock of curly chestnut hair had escaped from the rag Kate had tied round her head to subdue her wild mane, and she pushed it back behind one ear as she leaned over the yard rail, revelling in her surroundings. It was the dry season, winter in the top end. The air was still cool from the cloudless night, the breeze hardly stirred the brittle straw-coloured grass, and the sky was a perfect cobalt blue fringed with cotton wool clouds. Famous for breeding beautiful soft-faced cream and tan Brahman cattle, Twin Falls Station lay a half-day's flight from the outback town of Catherine, its nearest neighbour 40 kilometres away. Kate's maternal grandparents had built the elegant homestead, with its wide, cool verandas, and established the small garden sheltered by 5 huge 100-year-old scribbly gum trees, their fat trunks decorated with the distinctive scribble-like patterns that gave them their name. Dotted around the yard, bottle-shaped baobab trees spread their branches, creating more welcome shade. As though cut by a drunken hand, a dusty track meandered away from the property, past the corrugated tin hangar, through the red dirt and scrub, and vanished over the horizon.